Ashton Gente finally came through last weekend in a huge way. No one else in the Raiders really did anything. It was just Gente, 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 which I've always wanted to say that three times, so there you go. The question now is, first 3 weeks, you know, he kind of struggled on the ground, didn't get enough through the air. The offense seems a little, you know, bottom 10-ish, roughly. And then suddenly Gente goes off, and it's like, oh, well, this is the guy we've been waiting to see. You know, he's one-man wrecking crew, kind of a Bijan Robinson-esque, you know, just give him the ball and he'll take it from there, kind of, you know, young running back. And I shared over the past couple weeks some concerns about his very high touch count in his final year of college last year. He had 397 touches. So I thought today for a few minutes I'd go through some other running backs over the last 25 years or so, rookie running backs, coming off of huge campaigns, you know, touch campaigns in college. One that jumps out is Derrick Henry. He had 406 touches right before he was drafted. And he was eased into the lineup, essentially, in Tennessee, I think for the first 2 years, behind, I want to say, DeMarco Murray. I don't have notes in front of me. A lot of this stuff is just like, oh, yeah, I think it was DeMarco Murray at that point, and then he just kind of eased into it. I apologize if it wasn't Murray. Let's just get that out of the way. Steven Jackson had 394 touches. I'm picking intentionally, by the way, really, you know, first, second round caliber guys. I'm not going to give you a fifth rounder that, you know, has an outside shot at making noise as a rookie coming off 400 touches. That just doesn't help at all. Although I will say Terrence West had 439 touches. He was a third rounder. And he didn't, you know, he was, I think, okay as a rookie. That I do have in front of me. He was satisfactory, but he only had about 185 or so touches. He, too, was kind of eased into the lineup in Cleveland before I think they realized he was not the answer. Kevin Smith also, I think he had the record over the last 25 years. It was 474 touches, which, think about that for a second. It was 450 carries that he had, 29 rushing touchdowns. I mean, you talk about a guy who, you know, back in 2008, the third round pick, and the assumption is that, well, you know, he's going to dominate. And I think we all know better. If you've been reading my blogs for a while, you listen to the podcast for a little bit, you know that when those kinds of things come up, those are immediate red flags. Now, to his credit, Kevin Smith did get about 275 touches as a rookie. Then it all went downhill really fast. So this is a third round pick. By the second year, he had 250 much less efficient touches. He averaged only 3.4 yards per carry. And by year three, he was essentially done. He didn't have more than about 500 total rushing yards the next 3 years combined before he was out of the NFL. So I would say I mentioned Kevin Smith because he is the exception. He had a pretty good rookie year. It was just the bottom fell out after that. Steven Jackson, who had 394 touches, let's just get into him. And then he had a solid, semi-solid rookie year. I think he missed several games. He only started a few. He looked good while he was playing, but he wasn't, you know, the guy. The point, he was age 21 season. He wasn't intended to be the guy. They still had Marshall Faulk. And so Steven Jackson was drafted. Faulk was in his age 31 season. The whole idea was it was kind of a passing of the guard situation. So Jackson could be eased into the lineup coming off a 394 touch season. Then Le'Veon Bell had 414 touches. He was also a high-priced rookie coming out of college, second-round pick. So coming out of Michigan State, And then he goes ahead and, does okay. I think he averaged I don't have this in front of me. I think it was 3.4 yards per carry. I remember his catches are always going to be great. He's Le'Veon Bell in the early days. He was, one of the best, number one, number two, but not as a rookie. His rookie year was the worst by far of, on a per game basis of his first five, six seasons, whatever it was before he sat out and then went to the Jets. So case after case after case, with Kevin Smith being this interesting exception of early pick, huge workload, and then the bottom falls out. So the question for Ashton Jeanty, for those who have him is, yeah, he's a unique talent. They're all unique talents, right? They're all, until we see the bottom fall out. I don't think Jeanty is at that point, 397 or so touches. If he can get through this season and he doesn't have, 300, 350 touches this season, I'll be very comfortable drafting him next year. I think that year of kind of, if he stays under, let's say 275, I think that puts him in pretty good positioning to have another breakout year next year. But if he goes 325, 350 plus touches, I'd be very anxious about it. And if he does, by the way, he's going to be probably a top five fantasy running back next year. And you'll see me fading him. And you will hear me talking about fading him. And you will read words that I write about fading him. Or none of the above, and you ignore me and you say, forget it. I'm drafting Ashton Jeanty. I don't need to hear what BJ has to say on him. And that's fine. I'll leave you with one more guy, kind of round out these really high volume, just to try to convince you that, and these are not cherry pick stats. These are all first, second round picks that I've mentioned in terms of 390 plus touches. Actually, there's one that I haven't mentioned. I'll get to that in a second. But Ray Rice. Ray Rice had 405 touches in his final year of college, comes in rookie year, rushes for 454 yards, and gets, a bunch of receptions and 250, 270 receiving yards, but certainly, not Ray Rice later in his career. At that point, LaRon McClain was still on the team, Willis McGahee. So again, Rice entered a picture where there were two older guys who were kind of manning the backfield, and they had the luxury of giving Rice a limited role. Jeanty, Raiders don't have that luxury with Jeanty. I mean, they have Raheem Mostert is 33 years old now, 34, and I've lost count. There's not much that they can go with there. So it really is Jeanty or bust, and that's scary if you have him in Dynasty, because you don't want Jeanty or bust as a rookie. You want Jeanty to be eased in, and you want his career to be elongated as much as possible. The last one I'll mention, and this is another Kevin Smith example, because there are a couple exceptions, and I've listed, five or six of the standards, but these are the exceptions. Matt Forte counts as an exception, 393 touches in his final college season at Tulane. And then first year out of the gate, 379 touches, average 3.9 yards a carry, but who cares? He crushed it and he continued to crush it. And Matt Forte, for my money, is that, unicorn. I've talked about unicorn running backs before. Occasionally you get one who defies a certain, data set. And in this case, all of the starting running backs who were drafted in the first or second round with 390 plus touches in their final year really didn't do much their rookie year, or in the Kevin Smith case, fell off by year two, year three. Matt Forte is the exception. I could go into the 380s and I could talk about, Christian McCaffrey, and he was eased in. There's a consistency to it where that's why I really want to make sure you understand the odds are high that Jeanty will not come close to anything that he did last week again this season. Maybe that's not fair to say, but that's what I believe, because at a certain point, either the wheels come off or they have to ease up on him. Or if I'm wrong on those odds and he just blows up this season, it really is a risky situation going into years two and three. Given his workload, given the data analytics, I just can't ignore it. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime. Good luck finalizing the start sit answers to your questions. I'm here if you have any more. We'll see you tomorrow.